on the phone with Matt. Hello, happy Tuesday. What's going on? Yeah, I just tried, well, I wouldn't say just, it was a little bit earlier, but I tried starting this show, and it didn't go so well, because I started talking again about my studio and how I'm kind of working on it and it's not working. And as it turns out, I kind of had this thought, like, maybe I had a setting wrong or something. So I started messing with it. I turned the microphone, or I turned my cell phone off. I was recording there. And lo and behold, I had the wrong setting hooked up. My mixer and my microphone work just fine. That's what I'm talking on now. Hallelujah. Oh my God, it's so awesome. I'm so glad to be back in the saddle of an actual studio type setting. It feels good. I started in radio many years ago, and I felt at home in a studio. I really did. And unfortunately, that was taken from me, kind of in a way. I mean, I walked out, but long story. Anyway, yeah. So, here's what's going to happen today on today's episode. I actually have no agenda, which is cool. Remember my episode Ramble Tamble? Yeah, I just kind of rambled for the whole, 40 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it was. 2 hours, I can't remember. 5 seconds. Okay, the joke's over. So that's kind of what's going to happen here. I'm just kind of, I think I bored you enough the last couple episodes with all my crazy thoughts. So I'm going to give you a little break today. And, we're getting closer to Christmas, so, you're welcome. Oh man, that's like this week, isn't it? Holy crap, it's Christmas already? Damn. In the news, I just saw big congratulations to my buddy Tom Segura and his wife Christina P. They just signed an exclusive podcast deal for their podcast, Your Mom's House, which is an awesome podcast, by the way. Exclusive podcast deal with Sirius XM. Yeah. Did you know Sirius XM does podcasts? They certainly do. Yeah. They have, you may have heard of it, a little site called Stitcher. It's a podcast site, much like Anchor, Except Anchor's owned by Spotify. Stitcher is owned by Sirius XM. So Stitcher also hosts On the Phone with Matt. That's right. That's where you've heard the name before, right? No, of course. You've been listening to Stitcher for a long time. Very good. So you probably already know about this deal. So, and I also said my buddy Tom, I've never met Tom Segura. I would like to. He's an awesome dude. His humor is so fucking funny. And his wife, Christina, she's very funny also. So it really kind of makes sense that they found each other and married each other, because they're both hysterical. And I can only imagine that their house is just filled with laughter all the time. And that sounds beautiful to me. And together on Your Mom's House, it's just so hysterical. Cracks me up every time. Especially when they have Tom's buddy, your buddy and mine, Bill Burr, on there. Tom and Bill are, and Christina, I mean, of course, the trifecta works well. So, yeah, I'm going to scroll down here in the story. But see, I call Tom my buddy because if we were to meet I would be like, hey, buddy. You know, because that's like a very generic opening. I wouldn't be like, hey, friend. That's just fucking creepy. Don't do that. Hey, friend. I'm not your friend, buddy. Hey, buddy. I'm not your buddy, pal. Pal, I'm not your pal, guy. Oh, God. That's some classic shiznit right there. Yeah, so what's really cool is YMH Studios, your mama or your mom's house, you know, your mom's house studios, created and owned by the married hosts and comedians, will integrate its staff in a podcast subsidiary Stitcher, where they will continue to produce Your Mom's House and the rest of the network's slate of podcasts. As part of the new relationship, YMH Studios plans to work with the podcast teams at SiriusXM, Pandora, and Stitcher on the development of additional content to be accessible across multiple platforms. Now, it looks like, you know, because it's an exclusive, or exclusivity, is that a word? An exclusive deal, they're going to get paid quite a bit. I think it's like $82 kajillion, something. They can, you know, correct me if I'm wrong there. I'm pretty sure I read that, though. I would actually risk your life on it. Yeah. I would bet your life on it. I saw it in here, I swear. So they're actually, what's really cool for me is, now you have to pay for the premium service at Stitcher to hear the show, of course. You have to subscribe, which is, you know, that's cool because you're going to get really cool content. They also produce other shows. They're all kind of in a network, and Stitcher's taking those on too. So there's Two Bears, One Cave, which is another great podcast with Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer, is it? Kreischer? And then they also do, this is what excites me, Dr. Drew After Dark with Dr. Drew Pinsky. I love Dr. Drew. What the hell was it called? Loveline? Anybody remember that shit? Back in the 90s, Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla did Loveline, and it was like, I don't know, 11 to 1 at night, something like that. It was late night for sure, and it sucked because I had to go to school the next day, and I had a stereo right next to my bed, and I would listen to it at night really low just so I could barely hear it. But it was soothing, and I would sleep that way with it on all night. Well, then, all of a sudden, the station I listened to started doing Loveline. And so, I turned it up a little bit, and I'd lay there in bed and listen to it, like, the whole show. And it was awesome. But I got no sleep, you know, for school the next day. So, yeah, that was cool. Even trade. I'd sleep at school. So Dr. Drew, I love the guy. He's awesome. And I would like to listen to that podcast. So maybe I'm going to have to get the Stitcher Premium and go from there. And then there's one called Where My Mom's At with Christina P. So they're all going to be doing the Stitcher deal. And that's why they're getting 85.6. $100,000 billion. That's a real thing. Yeah. Anyway, so SiriusXM's comedy podcast lineup, it includes like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, which I need to start listening to because I love Conan O'Brien. It also has Storytime with Seth Rogen, which sounds fucking amazing. Comedy Bang Bang, hosted by Scott Aukerman, and Office Ladies, plus Comedy Gold Mines with Kevin Hart. So that's kind of fucking awesome. Sounds like a good lineup, honestly. Well, speaking of Kevin Hart, I've noticed lately people are starting to hate on him, you know? It's like, the poor fucking guy, man. Unfortunately, he has become the new Dane Cook. You know, or the new, what's the other one? Nickelback. People love to hate him because they're successful and popular. That's pretty much how that goes. It's funny as hell to me. Oh, yeah, that's the new one of the day? Really? Is it? How fucking bored are you people? For real. Calm the fuck down. Kevin Hart's funny as fuck, and you know it. Y'all were quoting his ass last year, and now you're fucking hating him for being successful? What a bunch of bitches. Fucking terrible. Shit just kills me. Fuck Nickelback, man. They suck. While they continue to sell, you know, multi-platinum albums and have hit after hit, sell out every arena they go to on tour. Yeah, they suck. Nobody likes them. It's just crazy. Friends, that's another one. Everybody hates on it. But it was popular as fuck. So, there's a whole lot of people out there who loved it. I'm sorry you're a little bitter bitch, but, you know, that it is what it is. If you don't like something, just don't fucking like it. There's like a whole cult following online of people who fucking hate Friends, Nickelback, Kevin Hart starting to grow now, you know, not in height, but, you know, his, anyway. Yeah. So, poor Kevin. I got to watch the Bengals Sunday. They took on, who the hell was it? Somebody that should have beat them. Oh my God, I just watched it, but then I'm also high. So, yeah, there's a toss up there. Do I remember the important stuff? No, I forget that shit too, to be honest. I really do. Anyway, whatever it was. Fucking Bengals won. Okay. Denver. They played Denver. And they beat Denver, which is, you know, good for me. I'm a Bengals fan. They're now in first place in their division. And they have, what, 2 games left, I think. If they win both of those, they're, like, in the playoffs. I believe. I didn't do any research. But I know for sure right now they're, like, a wild card, I guess. But they still have to do well in these last 2 weeks, and hopefully they will. I do know, I think, this coming week of Christmas, the end of Christmas week, the end of Christmas week, yeah, I think they're playing Baltimore again for the second time this year. The first time they destroyed them, which was cool as fuck. So I'm hoping that happens again, but I really doubt it. I really doubt it. I think Baltimore's probably going to come with it. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not my wife. Lord knows her predictions are accurate AF. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't heard, if you're new to the show, go listen to a couple episodes prior. I can't remember which ones they were now. A couple weeks ago, my wife, man, she's on a roll. She's been making these accurate predictions for football for like 5-6 weeks in a row now. And I think she's only missed like one. But the ones she gets right are all like just almost creepy with the results. You know, how much detail she got right. I don't know. And she doesn't watch football, which is what's even crazier. It's like, if you're old enough, like me, you remember Perfect Strangers, the show. Not the song. The song's awesome. But no. By Nazareth, Perfect Strangers. Anybody? No? Okay. No, the show, Perfect Strangers, you know, Cousin Larry, Balky Bartokamoose. in one episode, Balky or Larry was doing a football, like, you know, you pick the football teams that you think are going to win that week. You put money on it. What is it? Football pool? Whatever. So he was trying to figure it out, and he's like, man, I don't know who's going to win. And Balky said, well, who's playing? And Balky had no idea what football was. So Larry told him, and he said, oh, they're going to win. And I can't remember who it was now, but it was like the Bears versus the Lions. And he was like, well, how do you know the Bears are going to win? And he was like, because Bears are bigger than Lions. They're going to eat them. And then he went ahead and used all of Balky's picks, and Balky was right on all of them. He just got lucky. So Larry put all his money down on, like, the next week, and Balky got them all wrong or something like that. I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but that's what it reminds me of, my wife making those picks right. Like, if I was in a football thing, I would totally be listening to everything she said about it, you know? And I'd probably win. It's kind of cool. So, what else have I seen? And I don't know. While I look for it, I'm gonna go on a break real quick here, and I'll be back in un momento. I'll write it in. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I really do appreciate it. I always appreciate when you hang out with me. Thank you so much for wasting your time. For me. I mean, really, you could have listened to anybody. There's a million podcasts out there. I listen to some great ones, by the way. I'd love to name all of them, and since I can't, I'm not going to name any of them. But I'm a part of this podcast group on Twitter called the Illumipod. And we have right now, when I joined, there was, I want to say, about 30 people or 30 podcasts. There's probably about 40, maybe more right now. So it's hard to remember all of them, especially since I'm still kind of new. But a couple of my favorites, including some I got in. There's the Papito Show. Pierce, he's fucking awesome. Check him out, Papito Show. And then there's Everything's Fucked. That's a good one. I love Everything's Fucked. Because everything is fucked. You know? And they put on a good show. They bring up good points about serious content. And I click on pretty much everything they say, you know? I click with it. Like, I'm totally one with their their ideas and their thoughts. So that's one reason I love it. But you have to be cool with cussing, which you obviously are if you listen to me. So there you go. And then, what's the other one? Stoner Chicks. Fucking love the Stoner Chicks. Check them out. Very fucking funny. Very cool. Very informative. You're going to learn something. Go listen. Not right now. I'm not done. Just calm down. All right. So, yeah, if you follow me on the Twitter, go to twitter.com/onthephonewmatt. I'm watching the recording now. I keep moving around. I'm testing the mic kind of to see where the sweet spots are, I guess. So I got to back up a little bit here because it is actually very sensitive as far as like distance wise. You don't have to move very much for the volume to like not pick up quite as much. Like I'm only a foot away and I can see that my talking is getting much quieter. Like, you know, right now I'm just a couple inches away. So yeah, I'm learning that too. Yay. So all these great, you know, podcasts, If you follow me on the phone, W Matt, on the phone, W Matt, on Twitter there, I retweet every podcast that I see on my timeline with like episode updates or whatever, if they have a poll or a question for the listeners to get info for another episode, I'm always retweeting that stuff, and they do as well. We, you know, it's a fantastic community to be a part of. So if you have a podcast and you're not on Twitter, or you're just getting started or thinking about it, you definitely want to get onto the Twitter podcast community. And, you know, there's a lot of great people there to help and support you. So that's what I've been doing with my spare time. But if you follow me, then you'll see all this other content that I share. And you can check them out as well and see what they're sharing. You know what I mean? If you're serious into podcasts, there you go. Excuse me. I hate this time of year. My sinuses are always doing that shit. So I was looking in more new stuff. Yeah, so like I was saying, back to the podcast thing. There's like so many out there, you know? Oh, I'm going to move the microphone. Let's see if that records, if that picks that up. I'm not sure if it did. The news, like, you know, there's not much going on. I'm trying to stay out of the politics. There's just so much of that bullshit going on, and I'm really just so fucking sick and tired of it, you know? Just, I'm done. I'm done. I've had my fucking fill of politics for the rest of my life. Please leave me alone. Harry Potter. Oh, jeez. Harry Potter. So they have this, you know, reunion for fucking, was it HBO or some, I don't know. Yeah, HBO Max, where they all get together and they reminisce and they tell stories and they hug each other and cry. And that's great, but I really don't give a shit. I gotta be honest. You know, this fucking J.K. Rowling, her whole view on the, on, you know, the trans community is just, you know what, I'm not even going to get into it. If you want to get into it, you can, of course, go, like, you know, look it up, Google, and... But ever since that happened, I've just been kind of like completely turned off by Harry Potter. I don't want to watch the movies anymore. I don't want to read the books anymore. And I never got to finish the series reading it. But, you know, I just don't, I have no desire to do that now. Because she just kind of tarnished what Harry Potter used to mean to me. What it used to feel like to me for the experience. It was just, it's all gone now. And my wife and I are talking about doing a vacation at like Universal Studios, because they have the Harry Potter world, and that sounds awesome. I still want to do that. I mean, just because it sounds awesome, that's like an experience, you know what I mean? Something I'll probably never do again in my life. But that's like the only thing I think that I would want to do with Harry Potter anymore. You know, if they were to come out with another movie, like, I haven't seen any of the, what are they? I don't even know the names of them. The new series, the Grindelwald or whatever the hell it is. The magical Grindelwald world of Dumbledore. I don't know. I can't get into them. I started to watch the first one And I got about, I don't know, maybe a half an hour into it. And I was so bored and just so, I didn't give a shit that I quit watching it. And I haven't seen any of the others. I can't do it. I'm just not invested anymore. So now HBO Max is doing this fucking reunion thing that they just did with Friends. And, well, HBO Max did. Was it HBO Max that did Friends? I can't remember. I think it was. And I didn't give a shit to see that either. I am a fan of the show Friends. Because, you know, all the people I hear complaining about Friends are saying the same shit that I hear the haters say about everything else that gets hated on. It sucks. Okay, well, that's an opinion. You know what I mean? Where's the facts? Okay, so they always talk about they're in New York City and there's no black people. And which is yeah, that's fucking crazy, right? That's a good point. And then Monica has this fucking apartment that's like, it's got to be, what, 10 grand a month, you would think? Some shit like that? You think she's making that kind of money? Fuck no. She went a long time without a job at one point. Her parents were paying that for her? Fuck no. Come on now. So, I get it. I get the complaints, but I still enjoyed the show because, and here's my argument for the show. It's a fucking TV show. It is meant to take you away from the real world for a half an hour and make you laugh a little bit. Just let it go. Why are you watching any sitcom, and expecting some kind of fucking grand thing, like some kind of Picasso? It's a sitcom, okay? Today's sitcoms are babies. They are not babies, but they're related to, like, Married with Children. Okay? Everything before Married with Children was like the family stuff. That's when you want to watch, you know, you, oh, this is most like real life. You know, no. After Married with Children, it's obviously not reality. It's a sitcom. It's fiction. You watch it to escape. Okay? You don't watch it to think. You don't watch it to be like, oh, they make some really good points on this sitcom here. No. You don't make your life choices by what the characters say on your favorite sitcoms. It's just something to waste time. Really, it's entertainment. That's it. And if you can't watch something like that, you know, it's cool if you don't like it. Not every show is for everybody. Seinfeld, I hate Seinfeld. And that other one, Everybody Loves Raymond, except for me. Because I don't. So, but you know what? I'm not online starting a fucking cult of people who just have to bash the shit out of Seinfeld or Everybody Loves Raymond every chance they get. I'm not going to do that because it's my opinion. Obviously, they were decent enough shows for enough people for those to be successful shows. So, you know, the same with Friends. It was successful for a reason. People watched in mass quantity for many years. If you don't like it, fine. But why waste your time online bitching about it? Like it ruined your life. Just let it go, man. I know, that's great advice from me, right? Just let it go. So I didn't watch the Friends reunion because they were just sitting around fucking reminiscing. I don't give a shit. Hey, remember that time? Here's some clips. No. If you're going to have a reunion, make it an episode. Make it like an hour long. Make it a special. You know, sell advertising spots for like, you know, an obscene amount of money. Make it an event. Make it an episode where you kind of just have the characters go through a quick thing where you just learn about what they are up to now, what they've spent the last however many fucking years doing. Because I can't remember when Friends went off the air, but, you know, whatever it was, whenever it was. It's like 20 years ago. So, the same thing with Harry Potter. You know, Daniel Radcliffe was like, no offense, JK, but thanks for everything. I am never playing Harry Potter again. And he's actually, you know, still sticking to his word, but now they're doing this reunion, and it's like, for what? It's not going to extend the story. We're not going to see these people in the roles again. So it's not a reunion, really. It's not Harry Potter and Hermione and Ron. It's Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson. You know, I don't want to see them. I want to see Harry, Ron, Hermione. That's what I want. If you can't give me another movie where it catches us all up on the characters, I don't want to fucking see it. It's just a vehicle to get more subscribers for HBO Max, to make more money. That's all it is. And it has nothing to do... As soon as it airs, everybody's going to be online talking about it, making memes about it, cracking up, making jokes. Is JK going to be on this? I wonder. I didn't see her advertised in the thing for it. The trailer. But I didn't watch it all either. I had to stop it and turn this on and talk about it. It's fucking bullshit. I'm not watching it. HBO Max, stop. Is this like a new thing now with HBO Max? Friends, fucking Harry Potter, next going to be Seinfeld. Michael Richards won't be on it because nobody wants to see him. His days in Hollywood are over. Remember that time when he was doing stand-up comedy and he got pissed off at some hecklers and threw out the N-word? Yeah, that ruined his career. It's on YouTube. Go look it up. And it sucks, too. That really sucked, you know? Don't be a racist douchebag. Don't... Just fucking chill out, man. It really sucks, because he was on UHF. Everybody saw Michael Richards first on UHF. Fell in love with him. That was the precursor to Kramer. You know? Kramer is basically Stanley Spadowski. That's my theory. So there you go. Next is going to be Seinfeld. It'd be cool if they went even further back, you know. If it hasn't happened already. Reunion of Taxi. A reunion of something like Head of the Class, you know. Remember Head of the Class at all? Yeah, it's getting rebooted. And it sounds really cool. I like the premise. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping to see more of the old characters back on this, but apparently it's just going to be like one or two. I can't remember. I know one for sure, but that might be it. So, I don't know. Oh, okay. So, there we go. Hallelujah. This one's over. Christmas is coming. The end of this week, I have a new episode coming on Friday, which is Christmas Eve. Ooh. And then I have another one on New Year's Eve. Ooh. So maybe I'll have an episode. Maybe I won't. We don't know. We'll see, because it's the holidays. I probably will, because I ain't got shit to do. So there you go. I hope you have a fantastic week. Thanks for tuning in again. Check out those other podcasts I was talking about, and maybe I'll, yeah, I think that'll give me something to do. I'll include a little thing. Also, if you're on Goodreads, that's another, or not Goodreads, Good Pods. If you're on Good Pods, follow me on there. Just look up On the Phone with Matt. You'll find me. Follow me. And then check out who I'm following and who's following me. It's all the same, you know. Go listen to the, you can actually listen to the podcast on Good Pods. And that's a great place to do it. So, you know, check it out. It's a social site. Social site for podcasts. Also, one last thing. I wanted to throw this out there. I can't remember if I've made this announcement or not, but I forgot about it. So I'm making the announcement now. I have signed the podcast up for Buy Me a Coffee. So if you have it in your heart to support my coffee addiction, because I do love coffee and I love smack. So the money you donate is going to go to one or the other. It's a toss-up. Just depends on how I'm feeling that day. Know what I'm saying? Buy me a coffee. I don't know the address, but it's on my Twitter account for sure, my bio. Check that out there. Twitter.com/onthephonewmatt. And then my Buy Me a Coffee's on there if you want to, like, you know, buy me a coffee. Seriously. I really, you know, if you feel kind enough to buy me a coffee, thank you. A dollar or two is awesome. Because I don't drink expensive coffee. I refuse. All right. That's it. Have a great week. I will talk to you Friday. And if I don't, have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. I will talk to you before New Year's, though, for sure, at least once. And all that fun stuff. Yeah, Tom Segura, hit me up. All right, peace.